it's so much different than anything that we've ever done in the past.
For Deborah Washington, a nurse at United Medical Center in Southeast to see patients, she suits up in a gown, gloves, two face masks, goggles, and a face shield, and it all gets hot.
The longer you have to stay in a patient's room, you have more difficulty breathing.
The illness's progression in some is frightening.
We went from a patient that was just regular to under suspicion to positive to transfer to an ICU and to, you know, to expire.
Then there's the anxiety she gets about catching it, since she's 64, high risk, and could potentially bring it home to her family as well. She wants more testing available for nurses.
If you're not symptomatic, they don't feel that you need to be tested.
She admits the days can be long and taxing, both physically and mentally.
Some days you're like, you know, you just want to throw up your hands and say, you know, I don't have to do this. I should go. But you just keep coming back.
Mike Murillo, WTOP News.